Blog Talk Radio.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely by my side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will be my God. Hold me closely by my side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Welcome you to Noonday Ministry. Your host is Elder Dorothy Hall. I bring you greetings from Noonday. My pastor is Elder Franklin Brown, assistant is Ethel Brown. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that are listening. Because you could be doing something else, but you set aside this time to listen to the broadcast. And I thank God, and I'm praying for you that God will forever bless you. And I just want to give you a word of encouragement to just look unto God for all that you need. He will not let you down. And He is able to supply every need that we have. God is able. I'm just going to say a short prayer. Our Father in heaven, Creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift. My hope when all hope is gone. You the beginning and you the end. You the first and you the last. You is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by through you. You are the answer for the world today. The world is in a turmoil. Everything is going on. This virus, this killing. But Lord, we know through it all, you is in control. And you would do anything but fail. We might not understand, and we don't. But we trust the plans that you have for this world. Lord, and we just said, Lord, we thank you, and we just praise your name because you're so worthy, Lord God, and you look beyond our faults and you've seen and met our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we just thank you for another day's journey, how you touched us and woke us up this morning at the appointed time. We realized that no alarm clock didn't wake us up, but you woke us up, Lord God, and you allowed us to see a brand new day that wasn't even promised to him, Lord God. So many didn't even wake up last night, this morning. But you allowed us to wake up, Lord God, and have a right mind and able to walk and talk and take care of ourselves, Lord God. And we couldn't do it without you, Lord God. And we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we praise you because you're worthy of praise, Lord God. You look down upon our family. They all are well, Lord God. And have mercy, Lord God. You didn't call any home to glory this morning, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you for my mom, Lord God, who will be 93 years old. She's in a right mind, able to take care of herself. living by ourselves, Lord God. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Who wouldn't serve a God like you? You are mighty, Lord God. You are powerful, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord God. You are just, Lord God. You are merciful, Lord God. You are loving, Lord God. And so much more, Lord God. And we just say, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the one that are listening here. We pray for them and pray for that little one, that you would keep them and protect them going to and fro. And all your people, those that are sick, Lord God, we know that you is a healer, Lord God. Those incarcerated, we know that you is able to do all things, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, because you are so worthy of praise. Lord God, those in nursing homes, those that have lost loved ones, Lord God, console them, Lord God. Be a consolator to them in a lonely hour. And let them know, Lord God, that look unto you, Lord God, and you will bring them through, Lord God. No matter how bad a storm gets, Lord God, you is able to bring us through. And you will bring us through, Lord God. Have mercy. Lord God, we just thank you. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Lord God, I can't thank you enough for what you've done, for what you're going to do at noonday, Lord God. Lord God, now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My God, he is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven afar with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. There's none like him. No matter how far we look or go, still there we'll find none like you. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just keep us, Lord God. And just keep us moving, Lord God. Lord God, you are just awesome, Lord God. And I just can't praise you enough because you are worthy of all my praise, Lord God. Lord God, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, Lord God. We thank you for today. We thank you for today. And what we're going to be talking about today is trouble don't last always. And we're going to find out that it do not last always. And you know, a lot of time when we step on God's word and say, for God I live and for God I die, then the enemy is right there trying to throw us off track. But he will not submit to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. What we're going to be talking about, trouble don't last, always. And we're going to come from 2 Corinthians 4:17-17. And it reads as follows: for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not are eternal. You know what God had told Samuel when he sent him down to the house of Jesse. And he had David's son, Jesse's son, to walk by him to and fro. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know the exact number, but I think it was quite a few of them, around seven. And the last one came was the seventh one. And then God had told Samuel to anoint David because he is the one. And we know that David went through some things. But I'm reminded too of the trouble that came to Job. Job lost all that he had, everything. And he said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And those are his words. And I'm quite sure that Paul wrote this letter and this saying, leading me to believe that trouble will not last always. We might have light affliction. It's only for a moment. And it works for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And it tells us, wow, we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. They're not eternal. But the things which are not seen are eternal, forever. You might be gone through, but it's only temporary. Trouble don't last always. The solution to every problem that we have is all in the Word. God's Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and the marrow. The Word of God will bring you through any situation. If you study God's word, you will know what to do. When trouble arrives, you will know who to lean and depend on. Sometimes you can't depend on mama, dad, or sister, or brother. But you can always depend on God to bring you through any problem, any trouble that you have and that you're facing. He will bring you through. The word of God, it will make you or break you. And is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. We want so much from God. Lord, I need this. God, I need that. But what do we give to God? We want so much from him, but we give so little to him. When we are going through, we are never alone. For he has said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. In any situation that we're going through. And this is what we need to do. My pastor told me years ago, we need to praise him in the good time and praise him in the bad time. Because we know in the bad times that we know that he's able to bring us through it. He will not abandon you. He will not fail you. Because he loves you. He had encouraged Joshua. 1:5 said, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. As he told Joshua these words, he's telling us the same thing. It goes for us. He will not fail us, and he will not forsake us. That's what we need when we're going through. To know that trouble don't last always. He's just only temporary. And Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. God don't change, but we do. As he was with Moses, Joshua, David, Peter, and Paul, he will be with you and me. Because God have no respect of person. And Job, going back to Job, he went through so much, but he said steadfast. He didn't give up. He didn't cave in. He didn't turn back through all this. He's saying now. All Job could say, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. In other words, we should say, no matter what he do to me or happen to me, I'm still going to trust him. Because I know if I hold on and endure to the end, that I'm going to have a crown of righteousness. God is able. And God bless Job in his latter years than he did from the beginning. That's just like God. Just hold on. The hills unchange his hand. Jesus is a more than enough for me. He will never disappoint you. But the thing about us, we are like microwave Christians. We always want a quick fix. We don't have patience to wait on God and to wait on God to bring us out and to deliver us from whatever it is that we're going through. We want a quick fix. God do not make no mistake. He is wise, and he loves you more than you love your own self. He is good. He is awesome. He's not going to leave you in a storm. John 16:33 tell us, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Take thy yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am lowly and meek at heart. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That's in the Gospel of Matthew, but I don't know what chapter. But if you read, Google it, you will find. Then I want to read something else. It comes from 2 Corinthians 4:8. And that is that we are troubled. This is what Paul is saying. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. That shall console you. 2 Corinthians 12:8-10, this mostly about Paul. For this thing I besought the Lord Christ, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Why? Because I learned through my weakness to depend on God. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Trouble don't last always. And the Apostle Paul went through so much, yet he did not give 2 Corinthians 11. Starting at the 26th verse, he said, "In journey often, in perilous of war, in perilous of robbery, in perilous, that's danger, by my own countrymen, in perilous by the heathen, in perilous in the cities, in perilous in the wilderness, in perilous in the sea, and perilous among false brethren, and weariness, and painfulness, and watching often, and hunger, and thirst, and fasting often, and cold, and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the cares of all the churches." Paul was something else. Trouble don't last always. And we know Paul went through something in Acts 16:26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were thrown into jail. And they didn't get in there and weep and moan and all that. What they did when they got in there, Paul and Silas, praise and sing praises unto the Lord. Sometimes you just got to praise your way through and pray. And the prisoner heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, at that moment, all the doors was open and everyone's band were loose. What a mighty God we serve. Trouble don't last always. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoner have fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" It's all about salvation. And what we must do to be saved. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house." When we are going through, learn to pray. Learn to call on our Father which art in heaven. In our weakest moment, then we are strong. Because when we are gone through and weak, we learn and we never pray when trouble arises. I guarantee you, you'll know how to call on the name of Jesus. You'll learn how to pray. And we shall always pray without ceasing. Seems like all this turmoil that's going on in the world, we need to focus and turn our mind back to Jesus. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land." We need a spiritual healing. We need a revival in the land because we are going through. But I'm here to tell you this evening that trouble don't last always, that God will bring you through anything that you have to go through. Just give it to God. Let God work it out, because you can't work it out. If you try to work it out, you'll mess up. But turn it over to the Lord, and he will work it out.
He will work it out in your favor, and you will come out like pure gold that had been tried in the fire. So learn how to depend on God. Learn to call on his name, for he will hear and answer your prayer. He is so mighty. He is so powerful. Believe in his word. Trust in his word. Receive his word. Obey his word. And most of all, live his word. He's my refuge in time of trouble. That's what David says. Life down here is only temporary. We're working for a crown of righteousness. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Let's see now. Whole chapter. Timothy. Whole chapter. Paul said, out of all that he had went through, he knew the time of his departure was at hand. He said in that sixth verse, for I'm now ready to be offered up, for the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Excuse me. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing. Wait on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Say, even though I'm going through, I know it's not forever. Because trouble don't last always. It's just for a moment. Most of all, let's send up our temple down here, because this is not our home. This is just a stopover, get ready to go home. And next Tuesday, I will have a preacher here, our Minister Johnson, will be talking to you for a half an hour. So tune in and hear this man of God. And we're going to have different ones coming in every so often, bringing you a word of encouragement. My pastor always tells us, he said, I can't do it all, and I cannot do it all or say it all. And those that want to listen to the broadcast, you call 914-205-5535. And God bless you, God keep you, and heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. Trouble don't last always. God bless you.